Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Brother Hubert? Good evening, Sister Shirley. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Hubert, Mother May, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, myself. Let's see, Mom or Hubert, whoever wants to pick up in Deuteronomy 21.
Okay. All right. Okay. Starting at the 21st verse, atonement for an unsoul murder. If a man is found slain, lying in a field in the land, the Lord your God is giving you to process, and it is not known who killed him. Your elder and the jury shall go out and measure the distance from the body to the neighbor's town. Then the elder of the town near the body shall take a heifer that had never been worked and had never worn a yoke, and lead her down to a valley that has not been plowed or planted, and where there is a flowing stream, there in the valley they are to break the heifer neck. The priest, the son of Levi, shall step forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister and to pronounce blessing in the name of the Lord, and to decide all cases of discord and salt. Then all the elder of the town nearest the body shall wash their hand over the helpless who neck were broken in the valley. And they shall
be interested in that.
Our hand, God, did not hit this blood, nor did our eyes see it done. Accept this atonement for your people of Israel. When you have redeemed, O Lord, and do not hold your people guilty of the blood of an innocent man, and the bloodshed will be atoned for, so you will purge from yourself the guilt and the shedding innocent blood, since you have done what is right in the eye of the Lord. Marriage a captive woman. When you go to war against your enemy, and the Lord your God delivered them into your hand, and you take captive, if you notice among the captive of a beautiful woman and are attracted to her, you may take her as your wife, bring her into your home, and have her shave her head, trim her nails, and put aside the clothes she was wearing when captive. After she had lived in your house and mourned her father and mother for a full month, then you may go to her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. If you are not pleased with her, let her go wherever she wishes. You must not sell her or treat her as a slave till you have dishonored her. The right of the firstborn. If a man have two wives and have loved one but not the other, and both bear him sons, but the firstborn of the son of the wife he does not love, when he wills his property to his son, he must not give the right of the firstborn to the son of the wife he loves, in preferring to his active firstborn. The son of the wife that he does not love, he must acknowledge the son of his unloved wife as his firstborn by giving him a double share of all he has. That son is the first sign of his father's strength. The right of the firstborn belongs to him. A rebellious son. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them, when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elder at the gate of his town. They shall say to the elder, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a profligate and a drunkard." Then all the men of his town shall stone him to death, but must purge the evil from among you. All Israel will hear of it and be afraid. The Darius Law. If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and his body is hung on a tree, you must not leave his body on the tree overnight, but surely to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land the Father your God is giving you as an inheritance. Amen. I read the whole
Amen.
Chapter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And we did have a couple more calls to call in. Let's see. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Okay, I have Brother Hubert, Mother May, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Marie, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Okay, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. I will be your host tonight. Angela is at her book club meeting. And now if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Sister Shirley.
Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, darkness goes away and daylight comes at your command. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with bowed heads, and hearts of thanksgiving. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides and directs us. Thank you for allowing us to gather together again this week. Thank you for this prayer line and all the families that are in this fold. Lord, we ask that you bless this prayer line and bless each family represented here this evening. Father, we ask that you open our minds to understand your word, open our hearts to apply your words to our lives, and give us the courage to share your word, not only with each other, but also with those that are lost in their sins. Father, we know that you are all powerful, and we know that your word is true. Please, Lord, hear our prayer and let your light shine in each of us. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing prayer, Sister Shirley. And thank you, Mom, for reading Deuteronomy 21. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. First, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Matthew chapter 19, verse 10 to 20. And behold, one came and said unto him, God, Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou be good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment. He said unto him, why? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and shall love by thy neighbor as they sell. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up, but lacking I yet. Jesus said unto him, if thou shalt be perfect, go and sell that thou and give to the poor, and thou shalt have measure it in heaven, and come and follow me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I become John, this chapter. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast him out. For I came down from heaven not to do thy own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie out of John. Next, I'll go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm reading out of Matthew 22nd. 34 through 40, and the 7 is the greatest commandment. Many people don't mind giving God a little, and some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a good deal. But God commands us to give him all, everything, not just all of our headaches, heartaches, but a problem. God wants our gift, talent, intelligence, skill, and will. When we bring him our all, he will do for us what he did with two fishes and five loaves of bread. He blessed us and multiplied what we have and what we give. He bestowed purpose and meaning upon our lives. He causes us to be men among men and women among women. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, starting at verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sins have been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be received, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 19. The heaven declared the glory of God, and the firmament showing his hand at work. Day unto others feet, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and the word of the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is the bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. More to the devour are they that devour more than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter than the honey of a honeycomb. Moreover, by them, is thy servant warned, and keeping of them there a great reward. Who can understand his error? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumption sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressor. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in their sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, T. Carey. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming out of Isaiah 32, the kingdom of righteousness. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like stream of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool speaks folly, his mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spread error concerning the Lord. The hungry he leaves empty, and from the thirsty he withholds water. The scoundrel's methods are wicked. He make up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is judged. But a noble man made noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here out of Isaiah. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 100. It said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Fear the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto his gate with thanksgiving, unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Auntie Wileen, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, excuse me, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Mother May and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Verna family, the Allen family, Lenny and family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Ross family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Peters family, the Brown family, the McClure family, the Moore family, the Moody family, LaTanya and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Hurd family, Charles family, the Simmons family, Reverend Slapian family, Essie Mayan family, the Lucas family, Andrew family, Mary Ann and family, Charlie and family, Jarrell and family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Brian, Eric, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to help us to walk by faith and not by sight. And we ask that you continue to lead and guide us through this journey. And we ask that you remove anything and everything away from us and out of us and never come near us again. For we know by his stripes we are healed. And we just thank you for all that you do for us daily. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. We're at the part of birthdays, the week of November 17th through November 23rd. I know Brother Daniel is on the 21st.
Okay.
Yes. Ariel Williams. Cedric Williams.
On what?
Ariel Williams on the 20th. And Cedric Williams on the
20th. Amen. 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 Who?
Ariel Williams and Cedric Williams, both on the 20th.
Auntie Carrie, are those your grandkids?
Who? One of mine. Ariel is Auntie Betty's grandchild.
Oh, okay.
Cedric is Miss Williams' son.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay, well, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Okay, we're at the part where we share what's on our heart or praise report, testimony, song or poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, all right. Auntie Betty, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has a lot of time to give. One more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has a lot of the same to give. One more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has a lot of to pray to give. One more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
All right, Auntie Marie, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
All right. Okay, Brother Hubert, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Matthew 22.
Amen.
Out. And lay plans to trap Jesus in his word. They sent their disciple to him along with the Herodians. teacher, they said, we know you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You weren't scared by men because you pay no attention to who they are? Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrite, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used to pay the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose portrait is this? And whose inscription? Caesar, they replied. Then he said to them, give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God. When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praiseable
yes.
testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From here come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forever. Forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share? Well, wait a minute. Mom, I'm sorry. You have a praise and poet testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Matthew 1:18-25. It said, born to save his people. What made Jesus great? Was it his family line, that he came from the lineage of King David and Solomon? Was it that he was born of a virgin? Was it all the miracles he performed? The feeding of the 5,000, walking on water, was it that a woman was healed by touching the hem of his garment? While these are significant and marvelous factors of who Jesus was and what he did for others, I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves. The angel said he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came not only to deliver us from a series of a wrongful action, but to transfuse us with his godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in new attitudes and values, new ways of walking, and new ways of talking. The birth of Jesus similar that all who follow him will also be born into new, abundant life, created within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life sowing saving Lord within Mary. Our great and loving Savior came to transform our spirit so that we are no longer slaves to our desire of sin. Born into the new life in Christ, we no longer say the devil made me do it. Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his ways, which are life and light in us, to us. Through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure, innocent blood, we find forgiveness for our sin and the power to live in liberation and God's glorified way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Okay. All right. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? I would like to call on Traveling Mercy. Brother Daniel's traveling this week. Am I correct, Mom?
Yes, yes.
Daniel taking a trip to Phoenix, praise God. So we're calling on Traveling Mercy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And also like to welcome back Auntie Marie. We love and we miss you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And let's see, parts for next week before we go into the closing prayer. I have available Deuteronomy 22. Any takers for that?
I'll take it.
Who is that, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Shirley. Mm-hmm. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. How about the opening prayer? Any takers for the opening prayer? Okay, sick and shut. I'm sorry?
Mom, you try to open prayer.
Who said they'll do that?
I said, I'll take it.
That's Mother May?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, any takers for a second shut in? How about the closing prayer?
I'll do that.
Who is that?
Hubert.
Brother Hubert, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Brother Hubert.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me.
Mm-hmm.
For your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my eyes to hear and for my eyes to see. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am seeing and reading your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. And everything I do, be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost, and Jesus gave his life to me. Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert. And I want to go back and thank Mother May for the reading of Deuteronomy, Sister Shirley for blessing the prayer line, and Brother Hubert for the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House, bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
We love you
all.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Just to worship right there in this moment. All I have in these hands and most I got. All that I am inside my heart, on the altar again, set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, sing. All having these hands and both sides, God, all that I am inside my heart. Oh, y'all again, send me on fire, send me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gratefully broken. I'm
Okay, amen, amen, hallelujah. Tasha Cobbs, and I would like to leave this with you for the week. We can never sacrifice too much for him who sacrificed his all for us. To God be the glory. Amen. From the Nellens family, everyone have a blessed week. Good night.